You're listening to Vatican Radio. March 24th marks the feast day of the former Archbishop of San Salvador, Blessed Oscar Romero, and the 37th anniversary of his assassination by hired gunmen at the height of El Salvador's civil war. 2017 also marks the centenary of Romero's birth, an event which is being celebrated in his native country by a special jubilee year. Throughout Latin America and in countries around the world, his life and legacy is also being celebrated through liturgies, pilgrimages, study days and commemorative lectures. Among those organising activities for this feast day in the UK is Julian Filikowski, head of the London-based Romero Trust. He told me why he expects this year's events to have a particular significance.
Blessed Oscar Romero was born on the Feast of the Assumption, the 15th of August, in 1917. So this year, 2017, we're celebrating the centenary of his birth, which is only 2 years after his beatification that took place in San Salvador in May 2015. The Diocese of San Salvador the Archbishop has declared a jubilee year, and there will be events in El Salvador all over the country. And I think events are being planned in different parts of the world, particularly here in Britain, where we shall have a special service at St. George's Cathedral in Southwark on the weekend of that anniversary in August, which will be celebrated by the Archbishop. And we expect that Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, the postulator of Romero's cause, will come over to preach. And then in September, there'll be a major service in Westminster Abbey, an ecumenical service to mark the centenary, which Lord Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, will preach, and Cardinal Vincent Nichols will be present and participating too. And a special anthem has been commissioned from the Scottish composer James Macmillan, which will have its debut performance at that ecumenical service. But the year has become particularly exciting in the sense that we have great hopes that it will be the year of Oscar Romero's canonization.
Why do you feel that this canonization may be imminent, given that he was only beatified just back in 2015?
Well, the only requirement now from beatification to canonization is one certified miracle. And we understand that three miracles were examined informally and it was felt they would not constitute the necessary miracle. But a fourth miracle has apparently been seen, and there is great optimism that this will prove to be the necessary miracle for canonization. That is being examined in a process in San Salvador at the present time and by a tribunal, and that should be completed in the first quarter of 2017. Thereafter, the process of moving towards canonization normally would take more than a year. But if, as we believe, Pope Francis very much wants to see this canonization happen during the centenary year, if he makes it a top priority, then the Congregation for the Causes of Saints that deal with the matter, then they will make it their top priority. And in which case, as with Pope St. John Paul II and as with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, then the matter could be expedited in a matter of months. And we might therefore see at least the announcement, if not the actual canonization, during this centenary year, which is our hope and our fervent prayer.
You mentioned the celebrations that will be taking place in Southwark, and there is a particular connection, isn't there, with this archdiocese, which has now included a commemoration of Oscar Romero in its liturgical calendar. Tell us a bit more about this strong connection to the UK and to Southwark in particular.
Well, there is now a shrine in the cathedral, St. George's Cathedral, Southwark, which is in London on the south side of the Thames, which is a reliquary, which is a huge painted Salvadoran cross in three-dimensional, which was designed by Fernando Yort, the Salvadoran artist, and which includes a fragment of the blood-stained alb that Archbishop Romero was wearing at the moment of his martyrdom. And that has been in place for now nearly 4 years. And as a result of that and the devotion to Romero, which has been around in London and in Southwark for some long time, the Congregation for Divine Worship has agreed that the cathedral can have an indult which allows it to celebrate the Romero feast day, which is March the 24th, the anniversary of his assassination, that can be celebrated with the collect prayer, the special collect prayer and the vestments, as if it were in El Salvador. And that is unusual, but it has been granted, and the Archbishop in Southwark is extremely pleased with this, and we hope it will encourage people to see inspiration from Blessed Oscar Romero.
You mentioned also the ecumenical dimensions of this anniversary year. He is, of course, a figure who is revered and respected way beyond the Catholic world, isn't he?
Very much so. Archbishop Romero, when he was serving in San Salvador, worked ecumenically, very often with Baptists and Lutherans. But since his martyrdom, he's been very much embraced by the Anglican Communion as well, and alongside the Catholic Church. And indeed, the day of his assassination, March the 24th, 1980, was the eve of the installation of Robert Runcie as Archbishop of Canterbury in Canterbury Cathedral. And the links and parallels between Thomas à Becket killed in that cathedral and Romero shot dead in the middle of Mass in San Salvador were very powerful. And as a result, there's been a very great connection. And Westminster Abbey has a statue of Romero, a stone statue over the west door, as one of a dozen 20th century martyrs. And in a way, you could describe that as a kind of Anglican canonization. There is in St. Albans Cathedral, another Anglican church in Britain, there is a stone statue of Archbishop Romero behind the altar, again with six other martyrs that are linked to St. Albans. So there is a widespread affection and admiration for Archbishop Romero across the ecumenical spectrum, obviously linked into him as the Catholic Archbishop, loved by the Catholic Church in Latin America and universally.
My thanks to Julian Filikowski, Chair of the London-based Romero Trust.